Okay, friends, so now we are going to study the document as instruction and opportunity for correction. We're going to read selected excerpts from our sources. You can find the study materials, as always, on the Alvut system and on Sviva Tova. So, the first topic is the shattering of the vessels. Now we are on excerpt number 3. Rav, would you want me to start reading? Number 3, the shattering of the vessels by the Rabash. The breaking of the vessels, when there was a mingling of the will to receive for oneself with Kedusha, holiness, because of which the vessels broke. Also, there was the matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge, which caused the holy sparks to fall into the klipot, the shells. It follows that the breaking of the vessels and the sin of the tree of knowledge caused the creatures that come after, that the will to receive receives its sustenance from a bia of klipa. Again, number 3. By the Rabash. The breaking of the vessels, when there was a mingling of the will to receive for oneself with Kedusha, because of which the vessels broke. Also, there was a matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge, which caused holy sparks to fall into the klipot. It follows that the breaking of the vessels and the sin of the tree of knowledge cause the creatures that come after, that the will to receive receives its sustenance from a bia of klipa.
Microphone, Rav.
מיקרופון
עכשיו בסדר גמור, שומעים. בסדר. כן, עכשיו שומעים.
Okay.
אז אני, now we can hear.
אני מצפה לשאלות.
So I'm waiting for your questions.
רב, אותה שבירת הכלים שהייתה ב...
That shattering of the vessels
בתחילת,
that was in... בבריאה. In the beginning of creation, it wasn't sufficient to bring the created beings to correction. There had to be a destruction and an addition of the work of people.
Yes, the created being is built in such a way that he first of all needs to be in an opposite desire of the Creator, and from the opposite desire, he needs to try with his effort. Well, him, the group, as we learn, he needs to start receiving the upper force, which will turn him from the will to receive to the will to bestow. And he will go through all these degrees of the created being that he develops through and resembles himself more and more to the upper force. That is our work. That is the process we need to go through until we can completely resemble the Creator, and that is called the final correction of man. That is our work, that is our life, our fate in the spiritual process, and the spiritual process we need to undergo.
So that same destruction that was, I don't know, 2,000 years ago, it's still going till today. It's like the created being isn't able to wake up. So it's given more and more states that it will awaken. So
yes, the created beings that went through destruction and they feel themselves not good, and then they try come out of the bad feeling that they have. That is the beginning of their work. Then throughout the work, they begin to feel, to understand that the work isn't to come out of evil, what they think, but it's in order to resemble the force of bestowal, the Creator. And then they get organized, part of the created beings, a small part of the created beings, they get organized into a group, into an environment, a society, one that helps them be in order to bestow one towards the other. What we call from love of others to love of the Creator. And by that, they reach a form of bestowal. That part, the first part of their work is in mutual bestowal one towards the other. And then the second part, when they already come from bestowal between each other to bestowal to the Creator. That is the path they need to undergo, all of humanity. And we are the first ones that are doing this work, coming out of the degree of the animal, meaning of one that is thinking only of itself and developing only by supplying itself with corporeal animal bodily needs. And now we, through recognizing this crisis within us, we're beginning to identify that we need to be in order to bestow, that the true development isn't to evolve as an animal that feels good or comfortable, but that a human is developing in her. As it said, a man or an animal will be connected to the Creator. And in that process, we are. We're beginning the process of development of man from the animal.
So the whole essence of this world is under chasadim, under mercy. We are being kept that in any opportunity to awaken the freedom of choice in man.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. What was the need for the sin of the tree of knowledge?
The sin of the tree of knowledge is that the vessels of reception in man will receive the sparks of bestowal through which they can later on evolve. So within the animal that we were born in, there already begins to be here and there, in part of these animals, a feeling of man, of human, a need to be human, Adam. And all of this is done through the shattering, that the vessels of bestowal enter the vessels of reception. And then these animals, they can respect the human part in them that's awakening and grow it and transition themselves from animal to human, to Adam, as it says, from beast to man will be reach salvation from the Creator. So both animal and human, they both evolve together. Whoever needs to evolve has also the animalistic desire, the greater evil inclination in them. And that's how it evolves throughout history.
So in man's work, there's the awakening from below that we need to give. And it sounds as if there's 2 degrees that a person has to work with to reach the full correction.
True.
What's the first work a person needs to do so he can later on work in the true work, which is correcting the shattering?
The work is actually to awaken and to grow the desire to bestow that in us. And to the extent we find that that is the purpose, we evolve as an animal, and the animal also doesn't feel itself comfortable, because what it needs, she doesn't receive. But in a very limited way. That she's not satisfied from her situation, but by not being satisfied, she is advancing to attain the degree of man. That's how we develop in the first stage. And then in later stages, we're already beginning to acquire through the group the ability to bestow by coming out of oneself to a social connection in a limited group, like let's say in a 10, that Rabash wrote many articles about that. And when we start reaching a state where we understand that our goal is to come out of the degree of animal to a degree of man, Adam is from the word, the Hebrew word, domeh, similar to the Creator. And by that, we gradually acquire the qualities of the Creator, the quality of bestowal. And that begins to be in the group, in the society, from love of others to love of the Creator. And then from that first stage, love of others, you reach the second stage, love of the Creator. It all depends on the intention, on the desire, on the prayer, on realization in the group.
When a person starts working, when he starts studying, as he advances, he feels that he's more and more of a beast. Is there a point, or what should a person do for this feeling to invert from this beastliness and lowliness, that he'll get some kind of spark that here I'm on the right path?
He already has that spark, because otherwise he wouldn't feel that he's evolving or that he needs anything without that spark of, that's in us. We wouldn't feel that we need to do something with ourselves to rise and to be similar to the Creator.
So a person can take this as a certain point on the path, that if he feels more and more of a beast, he is advancing correctly?
Yes, the negative things that he discovers about himself, that pushes him to advance. He can't tolerate this state. And gradually it becomes revealed, to the extent that the group is small. The small group, to the extent that it's directed towards corrections, to be similar to the form of Adam, that's a spiritual form, that 10 connect as one, let's say. So accordingly, each and every one of them, when they are included of the others, that's how they become part of the structure of Adam. The 10 that is entirely in mutual bestowal is already called Adam. Before that, it is called an animal.
Thank you.
כן, רב, מצ'ילר וואן, וומן שואלות, איזה קשר יש בין שבירת...
Women Chiller asking, what's the connection between the shattering of the vessels and the shattering of, and the break, the sin of the tree of knowledge?
זה אפשר להגיד שזה אותו דבר.
You can say that it's the same thing. In the shattering of the vessels, we have a lot of shatterings
נופלים
that fall from the degree of the Creator to the degree of the lowliness of the created being. And then from that, we include all the records that we need upon them to ascend from the degree of a beast to the degree of man. That's what it's written, that man or beast will be saved by the Creator. From women south, they're asking that it sounds like there were created beings before the shattering. Were there people without the will to receive in order to receive before the shattering of the vessels?
Without the desire to receive in order to receive, there is no creation. Creation is something separate from the Creator. And these vessels, they want to rise above their state. By that, they begin creation in its correction.
From Kabiu 11 women, what's a Bia of Klipa?
There are worlds, let's say states, which are called olamot, that upon them we need to rise. And by that we have a bia of Tum'ah, of insanctity, and Abiyah of sanctity. And we evolve between the two, once this and once that. We receive strength, qualities from the Abiyah of the Klipa, we correct them, and then we move to Abiyah of Kedusha, of sanctity. And that's how it is, left, right, that is how we discover these degrees and rise upon them.
מלטין 13.
Latin 13. How do we build the vessel again?
אנחנו תוצאות מהשבירה. יש לנו קוד ל...
We are results of the shattering. We have in us all of the Reshimot through the light that reforms, that shines upon us. We feel ourselves in the current state. And in comparison to it, from the next state, from the next records, and then we make efforts in the connection between us in order to raise ourselves from one degree to the next.
From Revadim, what's the difference between the shattering to a descent and to exile?
The
shattering is that there were masachim and kelim, vessels in order to bestow, that were shattered and they became in order to receive. That is why we need to experience all these states, and we actually already have. We need to discover the shattered states and correct them to the corrected states. And then we will have forces and desires in order to bestow, which will already determine our spiritual degree. And then according to the law of equivalence of form, we will advance, come closer to the Creator, and start knowing Him. We'll connect to Him and start working with Him.
Woman Center 3. How do we turn the cursing into blessing? What's the process?
The process that we are in, when we are in the group, we first need to reach love of others, and from love of others, love of the Creator. So we are discovering ourselves as existing in a ten, that are among some friends, and together with them we determine what Kabbalists recommend us to do, to keep.
חיבור,
which is connection,
וכן הלאה.
Mutual bestowal, and so on. Until we will begin to feel our ascent from one degree to the next in the qualities of bestowal, to the qualities of love. And by that we feel the Creator, we reveal Him. And that is how we advance until the final correction. These are degrees of equivalence of form with the Creator.
Questions on the Orvut system, you can ask as usual every day. Women, Hebrew 3, please. Is it possible to soften the revelation of the shattering, or it has to happen in that way for the correction, because there's a lot of concern about what's happening now?
We're already shattered and are in the shattering, and the shattering is revealed according to our forces, to the extent we are connected, meaning willing to receive the reshimot, the records of the shattering, and correct them to states of correction. And that's how it is every time. Time after time, degree after degree, like in a ladder. Left, right, on every single degree.
What's the difference between revealing the shattering, let's say in thought, or let's see, or like a problem between us on the corporeal level? Is there a way for it to only go through in scrutiny and thought?
Actually, yes, if we're able to do it only with the force of our thoughts, through prayer or through connection, by that we can experience all of the corrections, and by that we can already arrange ourselves to be equivalent to the Creator. And if we if we're falling behind, unable to correct ourselves, then the negative forces act on us that are revealed from the shattering, and they push us and reveal it in a way, in a different way. In a way that is not very pleasant, through sufferings and trouble. But either way, we will correct ourselves. The only question is how to shorten the time.
Bakasha.
Mark 6.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Kavarim.
Why is it written that first the shattering of the vessels, then the sin of the tree of knowledge? Is it not the same thing? Or is it a revelation that we're already in exile?
Yes, the tree of knowledge is already an advanced form of the shattering.
Good morning, dear Rav and dear friend. Kişi negatif koşulları keşfettiği kadar pozitif koşulları da keşfediyor ve frekans sonsuzluğa kadar gider.
Man discovers positive states just as negative states on the path, but the frequency and intensity is getting greater infinitely. But it seems like the result is always zero. How can a person check where he is on this process and the intensity and frequency of the states?
We can't yet. You can see it according to, like with children, they go to school. Do they understand what they're doing? No, they don't understand. They don't understand in what framework they're doing it, where they are, what system they have had prepared for them. everything that was done for them from above, prepared for them, and gradually they go in to the system and they go from year to year. And then they start comprehending what the process they're in, what's included in it, and what they need to reach by it. And we're the same. Go ahead.
Здравствуйте. Как зародилась и развивалась душа Адама Ришона? Сразу и в чистых, и нечистых мирах зародилась?
How does the soul of Adam Rishon, how is it born and shattered?
נעבור לשאלות כאן אצלנו בעולם לימוד. אייל, בבקשה. סליחה, ליאור, בבקשה. אחר כך אייל.
תודה רב. מצד אחד,
on one hand, it's written that by prayer and connection between us, we will correct the shattering and not need to go through all kinds of troubles and destructions. On the other hand, according to what we see in Israel and the world, we see that things are getting worse every day in an crazy pace. So what's wrong in our work? What are we not doing right?
We are still not able to correct according to the pace that the negative discernments are coming upon us from above, from the higher degrees. We're unable to adhere to each other and to the Creator, and that is why we are falling behind. And us falling behind, in order to show us where we are, we are in states of wars, disease, and so on. And all of this is so the created beings that are on the degree of the animal, they understood that they need to understand that these sufferings, they are bringing us towards spiritual birth.
Eyal.
So, Eran, please. What are the signs of redemption that we're coming out of the destruction?
To the extent we are connected between us.
And can we use the writings of Kabbalists that are already speaking about how Gmar Tikkun is promised and the vessel in the future is built in order to speed up our current state?
We're using the writings of the Kabbalists in order to accelerate the process. But there is the ability to add.
How? And what can we add the pace of correction?
In the connection between us, in prayer, in mutual bestowal.
Let's say we read a lot about
that
there's a perfect state.
How
can we use the state of wholeness, the future state, in order to increase the connection between us and the desire to be so contented to the Creator?
It all depends on the pace of connection and also on the extent that we are praying. We need to see in front of us. Yes, we need to see in front of us the corrected state and to try and bring ourselves constantly closer to it.
Rabash, we should believe that our sages tell us, what our sages tell us, that all the pleasures and the corporeal delights are but a tiny candle compared to the pleasures that exist in spirituality. As it is written in the Sulam, the latter commentary, this is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels that preceded the creation of the world. Through the breaking of the vessels of Kedusha and their fall into the separated Bia, holy sparks fell along with them to the Klipot, from which came the pleasures and the love of every kind into the domain of the Klipot, which passed them on for man's reception and for his delight. It therefore follows that the majority of pleasures are in Kedusha.
Yes, again.
Again, Rabash. We should believe what our sages tell us, that all the pleasures and the corporeal delights are but a tiny candle compared to the pleasures that exist in spirituality. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, this is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels that preceded the creation of the world. Through the breaking of the vessels of Kedusha and their fall into the separated Bia, holy sparks fell along with them to the Klipot, from which came the pleasures and love of every kind into the domain of the Klipot, which passed them on for man's reception and for his delight. It therefore follows that the majority of pleasures are in Kedusha.
Ken?
How to explain this? A small replica, a small illumination of the spiritual state is in the Klipot, and it awakens from the Klipot. That's also a degree already. It's not an animal. It's already people that are still in the Klipot. And they're attracted to animalistic fulfillments in order to receive. And we need to try and rise to the degree of sanctity. And we are coming closer to qualities which are in bestowal. PT 19.
So if, according to what you said, why does he say that the main pleasures are in holiness? What does that mean? It should be opposite. Why?
I don't understand the question. Of course, all of the upper light is in sanctity, and only the small sparks fell to the shells into the Klipot in order to awaken them and to develop those people that are still in Klipot.
But look what he says, that from him the pleasure and love came into the Klipot, which passed them for man's reception and for his delight. So it's pleasure in the world to receive. So why does he say that the main pleasures are in holiness? What pleasures are in holiness?
In sanctity, there are true pleasures a billion times greater than what there is in the Klipa. In the Klipa, there is only a ner dakik, a thin light, and that is what attracts people to be in the Klipa. That's how they are evolving. And after that, they, under the influence of the environment, they transition to bestow, in order to bestow.
The pleasures in the corporeal world resemble the pleasures in the spiritual world? Is there any connection?
There is no connection. But in every corporeal pleasure, there is an upper spark, which that is what one is attracted to. And throughout history, when we're attracted to corporeal pleasures, we find how they are empty. And gradually we leave them, and fleeting from this to that and this to that, and that's leading to human development, to man's development, by us scrutinizing what we should and shouldn't do. And all of our corporeal development is like a prior degree to the spiritual development.
I want to ask something that people ask me. Sorry, I'm asking towards the end of the lesson. But there's a mess in Israel. Somebody here tried to ask. There's an insane shattering. So people ask me, so I ask you, can we use our lesson in order to bestow, to really change this difficult state we're in? Because it's going into a civil war. It's unbelievable what's going on. It's scary. You can't go to work. You hear the hatred. It's fire from every direction. So what do you say about this state? And how do you think we could correct it, if we even can?
First of all, there isn't any state that you can't correct. The final correction is already in existence, and it's ahead of us, and we need to try and improve and reach and identify with it. Second, I think that we don't need to get into all of these things, but only to talk about love between people. And only from this approach we can attract the light that reforms.
That's okay what you're saying, but don't you think that it's gone so bad in our country?
It's
possible, but we understand that this deterioration also brings to correction.
It's scary that it's going to be too late.
What does it mean, late or not late? We are in a will to receive in order to receive, in an egoistic form. Clearly, you can't be even more egoistic than that. But you see that you can, because what we had a year or two ago was small. Today we see that it can be even more.
So you think there's a chance to get out of this?
I'm certain that the upper force takes us through all of the states, and of course we will come out of it. If we want to succeed, we need to work on the connection between us. It doesn't matter if there's hatred or what, we are working on the connection. We need to spread this knowledge between everyone.
Okay, let's hope the Creator will help. Thank you.
The Creator will help if we want Him to help. And if we don't want, then His actions on us, they come in order to awaken us for His help. That is through shatterings, through pain. USA Northeast.
In Kedusha, are there corrected vessels of reception?
בדרך כלל לא. אלה שאנחנו מכירים.
Usually no. We, when we are in the shattered vessels and want to raise the corrected vessels, then we reach out to the Creator. Then through the prayer, He feels our deficiency and He corrects the vessels.
So the pleasures in the which are so much bigger in Kedusha, they are just in potential and not in reality.
Nachon.
All right. Correct.
KBU 7.
Thank you, Rav. Is the text we just read telling me, telling us, the breaking that fell into the klipot, even that came from Kedusha?
Repeat, please.
Can you repeat the end?
Yeah. The breaking that fell into the klipot, even that came from Kedusha. Is that correct?
Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
But I...
Yes, of course.
Moscow, woman Moscow 6.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, как вот этот период межтеснин можно использовать?
How is this period of time of Bena Metzarim? Can we use it to speed up the correction as quick as possible? Not just wait for it to happen, and other times will come, but how to strengthen it this time?
А соединяться между собой.
We need not just to wait for this process, for this stage to pass, but to connect between us and to pray, to ask from the Creator. We don't need to wait for other states, for other situations. We need to connect between us and ask the Creator to correct the connection between us, because the entire correction is for us to connect.
Woman app 3.
Thank you, Rav. There's a feeling that there's a need for a female force to balance at least what's happening in the country. Is it really enough to be in prayer in our spiritual work in the ten? And BB, or is there a need to do some kind of external action? Silent, maybe, but something that will be seen on the outside, too.
I think that there is no force other than Bnei Baruch that is directing itself and humanity to the extent that it's capable of, for the time being, towards corrections. We need to try and give all of our energy, all of the internality of our heart towards correction, between the connection between us to the connection of the world.
We can't ignore what's happening in Israel and that it's all coming from the Creator in order for us to work. And in the article we learned in the beginning of the lesson, he wrote that all descents come only for us to reach a complete prayer for His help. What is a complete prayer?
A complete prayer is that we are all under one goal. We all feel a state, each one, of course, according to their own vessels. And everyone praise on a single goal.
Go ahead.
Number five by Rabash. After the sin of Adam Rishon, the creatures are regarded as broken and dead kelim. That is, their kelim, their vessels, are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the reshimot, the records of reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the kelim, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. The spark is a spark of holiness that is a residue of the reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a screen and coarseness are made, on which comes the filling, which the Ochozer, the reflected light, fills the vessels to the extent that will clothe the lights, direct light.
Again.
After the sin of Adam Rishon, the creatures are regarded as broken and dead kelim, vessels. That is, their kelim are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the reshimot, the records of reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the kelim, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of holiness, and it is a residue of reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a masach, a screen, and a viut, thickness, are made, on which comes the filling. When the Or Chozer, the reflected light, fill the kelim to the extent that they will clothe the lights, the direct light.
Questions, please.
Kan bevakasha.
כתוב שלקבל בעל מנת להשפיע זה נקרא על היינו עליית
It's written that receiving in order to bestow is raising man. It sounds very exalted. What do we do until this high place?
מבקשים להתקרב להשפעה.
You ask to come closer to bestow. The connection.
It's like a child that how could he imagine the state of coming closer to something like that? How could there be a deficiency, a true deficiency, if it's so distant?
By distant, just like you feel that you are in the shattering, to that extent you can ask for the correction of the shattering. And how do you discover the shattering? Start connecting with the friends and start discovering that you can't connect to them from heart to heart, to one heart. And then you'll truly have a discernment on what to ask correction for.
Thank you.
More questions? Let's read on.
Moscow 1.
А вот как получить эту общую, как я понимаю, искру ради отдачи?
How to receive this general spark in order to bestow?
Try and reach it. And be awake to the current true state that exists. And then to discover to what extent we are still not in the corrected state. Feeling the non-corrected state has to awaken in us a prayer, a prayer to the Creator for correction. Okay, next.
Not to want to myself, is that to understand that only in higher vessels it can be accepted in order to bestow?
Of course. We need to discover the desires, the screens, the reshimot, and upon them to come closer to the corrected states.
Number six by Baal HaSulam. It is known that because of the breaking, sparks of Kedusha, holiness, fell into Bia, but there in Bia they cannot be corrected. Therefore, they must be raised to Atzilut. By doing commandments and good deeds, with the aim to bring contentment to his Maker, and not for himself, these sparks rise to Atzilut.
Yes, questions please.
Again, by Baal HaSulam. It is known that because of the breaking sparks of Kedusha, holiness fell into Bia. But their NBA, they cannot be corrected. Therefore, they must be raised to Atzilut. By doing mitzvot, commandments, and good deeds, with the aim to bring contentment to his Maker, not to himself, these sparks rise to Atzilut.
Yes, and that causes, Atzilut does the zivugim and sends the lights to the vessels that are in Bia in order to raise them and join them to Atzilut.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что мы поднимаем в Атзилут?
What does it mean that we raise these sparks to Atzilut, and how do we do that?
By prayer, by asking, we raise the shattered vessels to Atzilut. There, they are included in Atzilut and are corrected.
Так я должен просить именно о том, чтобы они поднялись в Атзилут?
So I need to ask that they rise to Atzilut. Yes, the student. That's what I ask for, that's it.
I ask to raise my shattered vessels to Atzilut. I don't know what Atzilut is, it's not felt in me, it's not familiar to me, but that's what I ask. And these requests, these prayers, awakens the deficiency in the upper one, and he does everything like a baby who cries and screams. And the mother knows what he wants, and she brings him whatever he needs, even though he's not talking. He only expresses his deficit to the extent that he can. And he himself is crying and screaming. Let's say he needs some milk, the baby. And the mother knows she needs to bring the milk and heat it up and feed it exactly like he needs. She knows that already. He only needs to awaken the deficiency in her.
Woman Turkish, Turkish Mone.
Women Turkey 8.
Sevgili Rav, yapılacak iyi eylemler nelerdir? Bu iyi eylemleri nasıl gerçekleştirebiliriz? Çok teşekkürler.
Dear Rav, in number 6, Basuram is speaking about good deeds. What are good deeds? And how can we do them? What Balasulam is speaking about.
Ma'asim tovim ze ma'asim shel hashpa'a.
Good deeds are deeds of bestowal.
Sheze beikar ma'asim shel.
That is mainly acts of connection.
She'anachnu tzrichim litaken et atzmeinu.
And we need to correct ourselves. To the extent we're able to be in the connection between us. And then the upper light influences us, connects us together, and then we, according to the intensity of connection between us, we feel the spiritual ascent that raises ourselves from this world to the world of Asiya, the world of Asiya Yetzira, and then to Atilut, and like that till the world of Ensof, till the complete, the perfect correction.
Beseder, Mak 30, woman.
Спасибо, Рав. Скажите, система клипот существует также в мире Ацилут?
Thank you, Rav. The system of the клипот, is that also in the world of Ацилут or only in Бия? And what are the клипав of the upper sphirot?
We'll learn it. I want to be very careful not to pull you into states or areas that we haven't yet learned.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask, Rav. Is our connected, corrected desire in Atzilut? Is that where our correction is rooted? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Atzilut is from the word etzlo, with him. Atzil, noble. That we are included in the Creator. This state is called the state of Atzilut.
Woman Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Рав. Помогите, пожалуйста, разобраться. Здесь написано. Поэтому следует поднимать их в Ацилут. То есть получается.
Please help me understand. We need to raise the desires to Ацилут. First the mind, then the feeling comes.
It could be that we are first activating everything with our intellect, and then we're trying to connect to it the emotional force.
שאלה פה בעולם לימוד, אייל.
רב, אני רוצה לשאול על התהליך הזה של להעלות את הניצוצות האלה.
This process of raising the sparks. We said that the actions of bestowal between us are what raise these sparks. How does it work?
ואיך זה מעלה לאצילות ומתקן?
How does the scrutiny between us raise the אצילות and correct?
אנחנו מתפללים להיות יותר
קרוב. We are praying to be closer to the Creator. That with this connection that we attain, we are able to connect our vessels, and in our vessels,
באמצע ביניהם, אנחנו נגלה את הבורא.
In between that, we will reveal the Creator. That for that specifically, there was the shattering, that we connect the shattered vessels. We reveal between them something new, which is the Creator.
בצורה כזאת אנחנו מגלים אותו יותר ויותר.
And by that we discover more and more, we feel ourselves in equivalence of form with him,
מתקרבים יותר ויותר.
And come closer and closer.
When we finally do a correct action and discover the Creator for the first time in the connection between us, that'll be an action that from it will keep rising or will fall again into a corrupted connection and raise again. How does it work?
It works like this and like that. Ascends, descends. That's what we experience until we correct all of the vessels. But all of this work becomes this wonderful work, because by that we feel to the extent that we are distant from the Creator. And we immediately feel to the extent we come closer to Him. We are included in Him. The advantage of light out of darkness. So first the sensation of darkness, then the sensation of light.
Asiya.
Yes. My question is, what is the difference of a restuder of the or hoseda between the liquidor?
אור חוזר זה גם כן נקודות ש...
The returning light is also the nekudot, that through the returning light we can feel ourselves to the extent that we are equalizing to the Creator with a direct light. And by that we put into the direct light Nekudot, into the returning light, the reflected light, and we discover our deficiencies, our lacks. And by that, we discover the corrections we need to undergo.
Woman Latin Esrim Varba.
Buenos días, querido Rab y Clic Mundial. La pregunta es la siguiente. Con Boré no existe ni espacio ni tiempo. Nosotros ya estamos corregidos en él.
The Creator, there's no time or space, so we're corrected in His eyes.
אנחנו בעיני הבורא מתוקנים.
In the eyes of the Creator, we are corrected, but for us, we are not corrected according to our perception, according to our feeling. And that is why it works on us. This can possibly be equalized like a mother that feels her child, a baby. So on the one hand, for her, he's perfect. He's not missing anything. He's an angel, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's also clear to her and to everyone that he has many, many stages of development.
Gracias, Rab.
Turkey 4.
Boker Tov. Lama klipot metukot.
Why are the klipot sweet?
Lama klipot metot?
Metukot.
Why are the klipot sweet? Because what they awaken in us is a feeling.
Lama klipot metukot?
Why are the klipot sweet? Egba asks, why are they sweet?
Sweet. Ah, sweet. Okay. The klipot are sweet to our will to receive, that we want to receive the same light of the klipa, but in order to receive. And that's the problem. That the action of shattering that fell into all the vessels, lights. And now, during correction, it's pulling us to do the same action, and that is a sin in the light of the klipa. And we want to correct them otherwise in order to bestow. And that's why there is great work in taking the klipa out of holiness.
And
we have a last question from here.
Rav, אני לא זוכר ש...
I don't remember that I ever felt so much concern about what's happening here in Israel.
קיומית.
Just existence. The heart is really pounding. Not wars, missiles, nothing. And with this timing of Ben HaMetzarim, with all of what we supposedly see it spreading into the world, there's a real anxiety that we're on our way to a real catastrophe. So I just want to express some kind of request for our friends in the world that in their prayers will include our brothers and sisters here in Israel. And I would really thank you if you could also share your prayer with us.
אני לא יודע מה לענות לך.
I don't know what to answer you.
כי זה הכל
מלחמת הבורא. It's all the battle of the Creator. We can include into it only in the extent of connection between all of us. But not more.
לא יותר. מה שלא עושה, עושה אחלה, עושה הזמן.
What the mind doesn't do, the time does. There could be states which are worse and even much worse. And I feel your, I understand your concern. But nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. Only the connection between us. Only the connection between us.
אני מאוד מצפה שבכל זאת זה שבירה לצורך תיקון.
It is shattering for the purpose of correction and descent for the purpose of ascent.
בסדר.
Okay?
No. אני חושב שאנחנו צריכים לסיים בזה את השיעור.
I think by that we will conclude the lesson.
תמשיכו עוד.
And you will continue.
כמה שתחליטו. נתראה.
As much as you decide, we'll see you in the afternoon lesson. At 12.
וזהו. וקדימה. כרגיל.
That's it. And as usual. Don't forget that we are all becoming an active force in reality. And in our state, we need only to think of connection, only of connection. And then we will discover how Kabbalists acted in all of the wars, in all of the states where they connected between them.
ועד שיעור הצהריים.
All the best until the afternoon lesson.
Thank you, Rav. One announcement. Tuesday at 10 a.m. we'll have talks about the path with Rav, and noon we have a live lesson. Let's end with a song.
Shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Et puis il coule du jardin d'Eden, il fend le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיל את השלהבת. Пронзает сердце, тьма уступает место, и света луч благим теплом растапливает лед. Хада не йодеа, камера хок шобеа, свата и маалот вила, азака ахава. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת.